This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about the Cotswolds, a couple of hours west of London. We're joined by Tom Hooper and Roy Nichols. What's the debate on which are the most beautiful or charming little villages? Can you guys...
I have my favourites.
What is your favourite?
Stanton is one of my favourites. Mm-hmm. It's a little... It's one of the least visited villages. It's in the sort of northwestern corner of the Cotswolds, sort of south and west of Chipping Campden. Very few people go there, but for me it is, again, that quintessentially Cotswold villages with all the elements that make up a typical village and a typical Cotswold village. Its pub, its church, and the beautiful thatched and stone-roofed buildings.
And you walk down that little lane to the church, and if my memory serves me correctly, the cemetery goes up or something?
Slightly up on both sides, just slightly.
Why would that be?
The path downwards. And of course, what you're dealing with is a site which is pre-Christian.
So since before Christian times, this has been a holy site?
Yes. Wherever you see churches dedicated to St. Michael, then St. Michael is usually there because he defeats the forces of darkness and there would have been a pagan.
So like in the year 800, you come along and you want to start a little a church for your little hamlet, and you're going to logically put your church on the holy ground of the people who were there yes. before you, and then it's just common sense to have St. Michael as your patron
Absolutely.
Saint there.
So you vanquish and embrace at the same time.
And it's also a very pragmatic choice as well, because if you're trying to make it easier for a population to transfer their allegiance from one faith to another, yes. you adapt yes. and adopt oh, so many... of the facets of that particular religion. It's no coincidence that so many of our Christian festivals, Christmas, Easter, and all the others, really do have their basis yes. in pagan festivals.
And the churches themselves, built on a pagan holy spot, and even if you look around in the church, you see funny little goofy reminders.
Yes. Christianity for so long, for hundreds of years, and to a certain extent still today, because we have festivals like May Day and all of those others, which mm-hmm. are pagan, it was a thin veneer on a very strong pagan foundation. Christmas, December the 25th, that was one of the feast days of the god Mithras, who was a Persian god adopted by the Roman army.
And we have to remember, even in the Cotswolds, you can find these mysterious stone sort of circles like Stonehenge that go back yes. to the time of the pyramids.
Even on the hillside behind Stanton, there are prehistoric remains.
That's right.
And it's evidence of people living up there, but when things become more settled, they come down to the valleys and live.
So if you know where to look, just around Stanton, I remember that the fields have sort of, they sort of undulate.
Yes. This is the medieval farming technique called ridge and furrow farming. And it's where you plough down one side and the soil banks up. So you literally get these rises.
So your father and your grandfather yes. and your great-grandfather yeah. ploughed the same furrow.
Yes, yes. Each
and
one having their
own strip. 700 yeah. years later, you can, if you know where to look, you yes. can see that in the
Until
fields.
You build a cricket pitch on it.
and then it's a problem.
It's a particular type of farming that in essence went out in the 16th century. So if you see a field where these ridge and furrow are still pronounced, you're looking at a meadow or a field that hasn't probably been ploughed properly for 500 years.
And that
years.
Goes back to the sheep, you see, because with the Reformation came enclosures and the decline of the sheep industry.
So it's all interconnected.
My head is spinning and I'm inspired to realize that when I learn more about what I'm looking at, it all makes a lot more sense than I ever dreamed was possible.